Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. This is Dottie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just sitting down to have breakfast with you.
Great. I'm walking, so I'll walk for you too, okay?
Oh, I already did my exercise. I'm all done with that.
Oh, good for you.
But you can walk for me. I can get a double batch.
Okay. All right. Might as well burn a little bit more calories. Hey, listen, when I went to Florida, I lost 3 pounds.
Well, good for you. But wait, you need to stay up 3 or down 3?
Down 3.
Down 3. That's what I got.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's great. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
That means you're into a routine that just doesn't go away when you travel.
That's right. You don't have to. And we were very good on our program, too.
Excellent. Excellent. But you know, it's becoming a habit. I heard some other people click in with us, Dottie. Who else is with us?
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning, Onita.
I wish my numbers were going the way hers were.
I'm just telling everybody. I'm sitting down to have breakfast with you guys right now. So.
Sounds good. I haven't made mine yet, so.
Well, you can go right ahead and work on it. So I'll tell you ahead of time when you need to grab a pencil and paper.
I plan to. Thanks.
You're welcome. Isn't this fun? We don't have to get dressed. We don't have to have our hair done. We don't even have to be fed. We can still chat and learn some wonderful things. Anybody have anything right at the beginning they'd like to offer? You're just jumping out of your shell. Dottie already did. That was right.
I guess what her numbers were. What was her numbers?
Say it again, Dottie.
I went down 3 pounds.
Oh, wonderful.
Right.
Well, she was on vacation.
Oh, that's great.
I think my husband lost weight, too, because his pants are really, he bought a pair of shorts up in Florida, and they're falling off of them. It's a riot.
Well, Danny broke 165, which he has not had since we have been married. And he says, I honestly think I'm going to hit 160. I cannot believe his mindset since he went to Maine with me and Mary Jane. And, I mean, it has just been incredible. And his testimony and everything else, I mean, he just, I mean, we're not perfect. I'm not saying we're perfect. We don't have to be perfect. But we're striving, continually striving. And, boy, I've got some exciting things to share with you guys this morning. I'll give it just a few more minutes and see if we get a few more people here that don't want to have to repeat what I'm saying.
When we were talking to you last night, Denny mentioned something about, Bill happened to mention that he was, like, just munching a little bit, while he was driving to keep him awake. And Jenny said something about that's not a good thing to do.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why this morning. This will be, and I don't like to start out on a negative note, but I'm challenging you. This will be the hardest thing I've probably ever done related to food. And, some people pick different things that will be hard for them to do or the way they look at it. And I'm not trying to look at it that way. I just know that this has been a lifelong habit that has to go, lifelong. And even when I was good, I was still doing it. So I'll just warn you ahead of time. And I'm ready to take on any challenges for anybody that wants to join me just to see how long it takes to recreate the habit of doing it the way it should be done. Because this was something that was addressed by both of the internists, but it was not addressed to the extent that it really, really, really made it mandatory for me to work on it that hard, okay? That's my insight on it. Anybody have anything else that they want to share that's on their mind right now?
Well, I'm just going to go back to our vacation. I noticed that we weren't picking as far as we were just eating our meals, we noticed that we were only happy. I mean, we had maybe two meals a day instead of three.
Wow, that's going to be covered.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, you know. We really weren't hungry. And I don't know whether the heat had something to do with it, but I was swimming after my walk every single day, too, and that was another factor that I normally go through. So it's a combination of everything, I think, is good.
You're going to see why what you did just led into exactly what I just discovered over the weekend in some research. Anybody else join us that hasn't said hi? Because I really want to know who's here this morning.
Hi, it's Brenda.
Brenda. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Anyone else that I missed?
I just want to add a couple of things that I heard today. Julian, I forget her last name, from The Biggest Loser was on something I was flipping. And she was asked how she wrote a book about raising your metabolism. And the first thing she said was, get rid of the processed foods.
Wow. Was that on Good Morning America? Or the Today Show? Which one am I talking?
I'm trying to remember. Might have been the Today Show.
Hey, Nancy.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I know. I had the TV on while I was going over my email. And there was a trainer that gained something like 90 pounds in 6 months or something like that. Did you see that part?
No, I didn't see that.
I only caught like the middle part of it in the end. I didn't catch the beginning part. But apparently, I mean, he's a bodybuilder. I'm telling you, 6 feet of ripples on his belly. I mean, and I didn't catch the beginning part. That's why I can't really comment too much on it. But, you know, how he put the weight on, I guess just to see, you know, how people can do that. And that he's back on his program to lose that.
I did not see that. I saw somebody who had gained and then lost 101 pounds, but I didn't watch the segment on it either. I saw that was coming up, but I didn't get that one either.
Even his posture was different. I mean,
sure.
You know, I mean, you could see his shoulders as he started gaining weight. They started going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole persona, and as you said, he was starting to get some aches and pains.
Oh, yeah.
It was, but I didn't get the first part.
Mm.
I wonder if they have a video on it on the computer. I'll have to check it.
Which, that was on Good Morning America?
Yeah, no, it was, Good Morning America.
Yeah. Well, Julian had a whole list of things, but the first thing she said was the processed, you know, which was very interesting to hear her say that.
Yeah.
And just at the end, exercise is wonderful, but you really need to build muscle, which means weights, especially in your lower body. And for me, that's the cardio strides.
Okay, I heard two more people click in. Thanks, Nancy, because I was watching part of that, too, and I was hoping you were going to give some of that.
Okay. Did you remember anything besides that?
No, just that if, and I think we were on the same station anyway. I was trying to catch it in between things. About foods that you really need to pick foods in a variety and the color, right. A wide range of color, eat everything. In your fruits and vegetables, was that part of what you got too?
I think that was another channel, but I saw that too.
You got a TV watching.
It's going to be in the 90s here again today. When you're on the bike, you just flip around to see what's interesting for you. And I did see, and you know, a plethora of colors, and get your nutrients from your food first, for sure. And then if you have to supplement, is that the one that also listed how to keep your eyes healthy and your ears healthy and that stuff?
Yes, that was the Today Show, I think.
I don't know. I try to remember who was doing it. Yeah, maybe it was Ann Curry doing that. Yeah, it could have been. Yeah. One other thing before I forget. I went to fill my I was emptying my optimizer yesterday, and I looked in it, and the little gray ring had something green on top of it. And I thought, that shouldn't be there. So I pulled it out and started washing it. And I looked in the bottom of the optimizer, and it was green around that little lip that goes around the bottom that catches the...
Yep. I know that story.
I told Marty, and he said, well, it's just water you're putting in there. I said, yeah, but it's living water I'm putting in here. And,
right.
Oh, I tried to scrub it out, and it's not an easy thing to catch on the inside of the bottom of the optimizer. So I did put a drop of bleach and water, and it took it right out.
Mm-hmm.
I've used it on the top of the optimizer before, but I've never put it inside because I've never, in all these years, I don't ever remember seeing anything growing in there.
Well, I've had that happen, and I think it could be the different times your water is slightly a different balance.
Yeah.
But it's not to fear. It's just green algae, and yeah. Is showing you that it is living water, like you said. But that is also the reason, because it does get look scary to people, that they say to, like, at least once a week, drain it out, rinse it out good if you don't wash it, but rinse it out good and let it air dry, because
mm-hmm.
it helps keep that under control. And, I have not been doing that since I've been here, and, yes, I've seen some stuff in there that shouldn't have been there,
because
mm-hmm. ours just runs continually.
Yeah.
It's continually full. So,
I try not to leave mine with water overnight.
Right.
I don't leave it with water overnight, so.
Okay, well, see, I do, and so I have a bigger problem with that probably than you're dealing with. But
yeah.
I know that we're supposed to be one of the best water locations in the country, and when Charlie Franklin heard the report, I think Danny faxed it to him, of the water here where we are, just where we are anyway, he said, wow. He says, I'm really impressed. You just don't get that kind of a reading.
Uh-huh.
Not to say that we still don't do everything we do at home, which the water is terrible there.
Mm.
So home in Oregon.
Right.
I want to know who else joined us.
This is Mary Lou. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Lou. And there's a couple of other clicks that came in later. I just want to know because I've got some fun things to share with you and a real challenge. Anybody else want to speak up? You don't want the challenge. I understand.
I was just thinking maybe we should all hang up.
Well, first is easy. And I started to say at the beginning, for those of you that didn't hear me, I'm having breakfast with you this morning. So if you're not having breakfast with me, whatever you're doing is just fine. But you're certainly welcome to join breakfast with me. It was an article that I pulled out of the newspaper that reminded me of something else that was said in Brunswick, Maine, when we were at Parkview Medical Center. 10-day program, Lifestyle Choices, that was run by the MDs over there. The hospital was wonderful. If you haven't heard that already, just repeat information. Anyway, it was, now I thought I had the right newspaper here. Anyway, it was on Grace. Can't be the right newspaper because I pulled it out of the one here. There's two newspapers in here. It was on Grapes and Wine. And I glanced at it, and it was talking, because the headline said for health benefits, and it said that red wine is definitely a benefit to your health. And that the biggest benefit is found in the grape skins. There is another benefit from the grapes, and I can't remember all the details, and it really doesn't matter, because the way it was delivered to us was we can get the same great benefit from organic grape juice and minus the negative ones that you get out of the alcoholic benefit or side effects and how you look at it by simply consuming a small amount of grape juice and the red grape juice. And they alluded to exactly the same thing in the grapes in the article in the newspaper here locally as was given to us. But they said instead of going for the wine, for the sake of your body overall, go for the grape juice. Well, I will admit, We were invited out to dessert the other night, and the couple knows how we eat, and she was very concerned as to what we could have. And Danny said, just make it fruit. So when they called us to invite us, it was, would you come over for fruit and wine? Absolutely delicious. She had a 2-gallon bowl of fruit set in front of us, like there were 4 of us, and we were going to eat that. But it was delicious, and she had a red raspberry liqueur that was to die for. And I'm not into alcohol, but there was a drizzle of it on my fruit salad mixture, and it was absolutely wonderful. And then she sent us home with looked like a half a watermelon. She assured us she had a whole lot more left in her refrigerator. And I used it in my smoothie, a big chunk of it this morning, pretty good sized chunk for part of the fruit, and it was absolutely delicious. So that's another report on the food end of it. Okay, that's the light side of what I wanted to say. The heavier side of what I wanted to say is that in going through one of the books that I picked up at Parkview, there was 2 pages, a little bit on both pages. It's large print. It's very easy. Eating between meals. And you heard me say, since I came back from there, one of the emphases was on not eating between meals. And the way they said it, instead of a not, they said your snack of choice between meals is water. And yes, you can have a thin sliver of lemon in it also, but your snack of choice is water. So I looked at this chart, and then I looked at the heading and went back to what was between the heading and the chart. And I'm just going to read it to you because I can't state it any better by any means. Okay, eating between meals, old headline. X-ray studies conducted to determine the emptying time of the normal stomach shows the average between 4 and 5 hours. A study was run using several persons who were given a routine breakfast consisting of, now this wouldn't be our routine breakfast, but there. Breakfast was consisting of cereal and cream, bread, cooked fruit, and an egg. And it's not going to be the average American breakfast either, but if they wanted a good breakfast, that's probably what the average American one person would say could be a healthy breakfast, right? Okay, their stomachs were x-rayed and found to be emptied in 4 1/2 hours. A few days later, these same persons were given the same type of breakfast, and 2 hours later, they were fed snacks. Their emptying time was checked. The results are shown below. Okay, are you ready for this? Number one person, normal breakfast. 2 hours later, they were given an ice cream cone. This would not be normal for us, of course. Results, residue in the stomach after 6 hours. Now, when they say residue in the stomach, that means breakfast residue was also in the stomach. Person number 2, normal breakfast or the same breakfast, peanut butter sandwich. Okay, that would mean peanut butter, no jelly, just peanut butter and bread, and how many times I've done that between meals, residue after 9 hours. Okay, person number 3, same breakfast, 2 hours later, pumpkin pie and a glass of milk. Okay, that could be dessert after dinner, right? But this was after breakfast, much lighter. Residue after 9 hours, same as peanut butter and bread. Person number 4, breakfast, 2 hours later, half a slice of bread and butter, and this is repeated at 1.5-hour intervals and no dinner. What does that sound like? You're on the run, you really don't have time to sit down and put a meal together, right? You're just grabbing bits and pieces, and it might be the same thing because you just did it and you remember, you know, it's just handy. I've done that too. More than half his breakfast was left in the stomach after 9 hours. Okay, and the last one, person number 5, same breakfast, twice in the morning and twice in the afternoon, just a bit of chocolate candy. 13 1/2 hours later, more than half of the morning meal was still in his stomach. Okay, somebody tell me what's taking place when you've got this much food left in your stomach.
nutrification?
Nutrification. You know what the gal said to me when we were talking? Because I could not help but share this with her. Because we intentionally ate just before we went over there so that this could just be included in part of our meal, even though it was probably more than we needed. But it was good ending with the fruit, so that was fine. I couldn't help but sharing, and she goes, when you say that to me, Char, I just think of my stomach as being a compost pile. And I said, I just lost her name. How can I lose her name? Anyway, to her, I've got to use that on the call because that is a very great graphic way of describing what it must look like down there and what must be going on. How could we not have, you know, things not working right in our body? Okay, I've got a little bit more for you. You want to hear the rest? Okay. It has been found that even a little bit of peanut nibbling delays digestion to the extent that 11 hours after breakfast, there is still a large residue left in the stomach. Now, that's not of the peanuts, but of the food that you took in before. This sort of routine insults the human mechanism, destroys its normal function, and lessens the effectiveness of the mind, body, and emotions. Many of the chemicals produced during partial digestion are toxic, such as adelaides, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, the rest of it is alcohols and esters. These cause an intoxication of the brain, liver, kidneys, and other delicate tissues. Probably the key to regularity in eating lies in having a good breakfast. When the morning meal is omitted, one tends to become hungry before noon and resorts to a snack. The snack slackens the appetite for lunch, less is eaten, but before long the hunger returns. Snacking in the afternoon seems to be the logical solution. There is no desire for food at 6 p.m., so dinner is delayed until later. Then there may be more snacking before retiring. At bedtime, much food remains only partially digested to prevent the digestive organs from benefiting from the sleep. One arises having slept the sleep of the drugged, meaning the drugged type of person, but unrefreshed. The best routine is to eat breakfast within 3 hours of arising and wait at least 5 hours before having lunch. Again, wait 5 hours before supper and have a light supper of fruit and grains taken several hours before bedtime. If at all possible, the third meal, even though only a fruit and grain, should be omitted entirely. It may take several months, and they put in parentheses up to 6 months, to develop the habit of omitting the evening meal. Those who have the stamina to persist will find it a great benefit to their life to have the extra strength which would be expected in digesting that third meal. Comments or questions, please?
What about people who eat a plant-based diet? Doesn't it exit the stomach sooner?
This is from a book on plant-based diet. But they're saying this is what the average person. You will utilize and process it a little faster, yes. But it's still not going to totally empty out any quicker. I mean, as far as what we're supposed to be doing. And we have experimented with this just in the last 2 days, and it's amazing. I mean, Denny comes in and he goes, I'm going to get a headache. And I said, drink some water. And he looks at me and he kind of, you know, he's not arguing at all now because he read this too. And he grabs the bottle and out he goes, fills it up again. And it has been phenomenal. The way I slept last night, I don't know when I've ever slept like that. And I was in bed by 11:30 because I did not eat after we ate at 5 o'clock at all, period, nothing. And at 11:30, I could not function at all any longer. Now, normally that doesn't happen, and we didn't have any heavy workload yesterday by any means. We were doing just some running around. So we were at two meals yesterday. The one at 5 o'clock, we had eaten breakfast at 10:30, and at 5 o'clock, I was dark. I mean, I was growling, not stomach, voice-wise to Denny. I said, no, we're not making one more stop. We are getting food. Well, we went to Cracker Barrel, and yes, I overate because I ordered, you know, three veggies and then also cornbread on top of it, you know, that they delivered, and I did have a little bit of butter, you know. Did not have any reaction to anything, and I would have to say it was probably because my insides were incredibly empty, but I thought maybe I was pushing it with, you know, what, and I even had a vegetable that had some meat broth in it, and I thought, I hope I'm not getting myself into trouble. I had no reaction whatsoever. So I'm just thinking maybe there's something to this thing about emptying the stomach. Because both of them were internists in both the medical programs I went through, for them to get insight and say how important it was to not snack between meals and on, they have to be coming from the same place. And if anybody should know, it should be the internist that studies these things, both being, you know, traditional MDs. So,
Did you and them address this with diabetics?
Did he address it with diabetics? They talked about it to some extent, and depending on how severe the diabetic is, they can adjust it. But usually, like he did address it with hypoglycemia, and he says give it 4 days, and your system will be used to the routine. And he said you do not need to do anything any different. A diabetic has to go according to has to go according to his blood sugar, yes. But that's critical for them.
Is it possible for you to send that down, sure?
I've got to work on getting it scanned because it's in a book that I can't.
Okay.
Until I can get to a place where I can photocopy it.
Okay.
I don't have a, I can't scan it here. I have to photocopy it and then scan it because I don't have a flatbed.
Hi, Shai, this is Mel.
Yes, Mel.
I just got on a few minutes ago, but I heard about the diet. Do you mean to say that we just need to eat two times a day?
That's what they're recommending in the ending result for the amount that we need to take in and to improve our health. But they're not saying you have to cut it to two meals a day. They're just saying it's healthier to cut it to two meals a day.
Did you get my email about the fruits?
Pardon?
Did you get my email about the fruits should be taken before a meal and after a meal?
Rather than after, yes. And I agree with that. I don't like the idea of having the fruit for dessert. That's not my choice ever. I start out with it with my cereal at the very beginning of the, you know, the day to begin with.
Because I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Because I usually have fruit after, you know. But
right.
Know.
And you know, I think, now see, it's not bothering me either way, but I do believe that it's because it's a gradual cleaning up of the toxic situation that my system was in. And I know I've talked to a couple of other people that haven't even been on the calls, and they've been working on the same type of thing. And they believe the same thing that's happening to them, that their system is running so much better, and other symptoms that they've had are going away and lessening
as they detox
their body. And, you know, we didn't get this way. Shoot, you know, 67 years old, how many years have I been doing this, you know? I've only been a little over 2 years that I've been working on it, and the other 65 have been, you know, well, maybe not at the very beginning, but pretty pathetic. And so I'm just liking what I'm learning and feel a responsibility immensely to share it with other people. And, you know, they can, it's their choices. what they use and how they work into it, or if they do work into it. We don't have that control. Anybody else?
This is Jonita. I have a question. Now, when you're eating the two meals, are you eating until you are satisfied, or do they recommend you eat a larger amount?
Well, I'm stuffing it down because I'm not going to think, I'm thinking I'm not going to make it to the next meal.
Well, that's what I...
which is natural, and that was the way it happened when we were at McDougal's. He said, you guys, do you have the feeling for the first 3 days you've been overeating because you don't think you're going to make it to the next meal? He said that right in class.
Uh-huh.
And we laughed, and he says, well, you can begin to taper off because there is plenty of food. And if you do get in a bind, you can go in and have a healthy snack. I mean, if you really have to, that was the way he said it. They're always available, but I'm, you know, suggesting that you keep it to, and we were having three meals a day down there. We were fed and given three meals a day at Parkview also because that, you know, people were, I mean, many of the people that came there over there didn't have a clue what they were coming to. They didn't know it was plant-based, numbers of them that were there because it doesn't really spell that out. They just know they can accomplish it if they can get people there. So I would say you're going to do it differently after you start to do it, probably. But, you know, do whatever is feels right to you. And if you feel like you need to eat more, I feel that I will be more careful about the combination I put in to make sure it's satisfying and I've got a good balance. I would much rather work on two meals a day than three. For my time element, the amount of time I spend in the kitchen, because I love fixing the food, but my gosh, you know, I'll admit, each meal I usually go overboard on, as far as, you know, putting things together and trying new recipes and all that. Most people definitely don't want to duplicate what I do.
What are you doing about the smoothie?
Pardon?
When are you having your green smoothie?
You know, what we're doing is we're having that when we first get up in the morning and then shortly thereafter, as fast as I can get breakfast together, we have breakfast. Denny had his smoothie, walked out the door and went to breakfast, which he does oatmeal, and he likes to take the granola and sprinkle on top of it. He does have a little bit of milk with his. He says, I don't use much. I use about a third of what I ever used before, which I know has to be the truth. Because he does the same thing around here. He uses a little bit more of the one that I make because he likes the taste of it. But, guys, great questions. Great questions. Thank you. Anybody else?
What's the difference in the food on these results that people were using for snacks? Were they carbs or did it matter what they were eating?
Oh, I told what it was eating. Maybe you didn't catch that. 2 hours later.
Yeah, I saw peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I saw pie, and then there was the chocolate candy made it even worse.
Fruit, definitely. If you've got to have a choice, fruit is your best choice because it's easily digested or some raw veggies. Either one of them would be by far the very best choice if you've got to do something in between. But what the problem is, whatever is left there from the meal, and they're saying it takes 4.5 hours to digest it, so you shouldn't have any, your stomach still has food in there. Whatever is left in there, the minute you put anything down, it stops the work on the digestion of what's in there and starts working on the food that's coming. That's the critical point. It starts working on whatever is coming down. And so whatever is coming down and whatever is already there is just going to sit there until everything that's coming down is digested, broken down, and then it will begin to be eliminated. So it isn't going to make a whole lot of difference on what's, you know, already there. What you're putting down.
It doesn't really multitask.
Pardon?
The stomach doesn't really multitask.
It's not multitask. Thank you. That's a great way of saying it. With snacks, you're trying to force it to multitask, and it doesn't do it.
And it works from the top down.
It works from the top down, not the bottom up.
Oh. You would think it would be the other way.
Saying it too.
Hmm.
We got to get these phrases. I'm writing as fast as I can. Works from the top down, and with snacks, stomach doesn't multitask.
Well, Sal, when you think about it, though, when people start losing weight, what is the first thing people say? Your face is getting too thin. Not that your bottom is getting too thin.
Who is that talking?
This is Dottie.
Oh, okay. You were sound like you were gargling a little bit. So,
no.
I know you're walking, doing something.
Yeah. No, I'm home now, but I know it, because that's what the complaint I used to have when I used to teach. It was, people would say, oh, my husband thinks I'm getting too thin, my face looks gaunt, and everybody's saying my shoulders and my chest looks thin, and I said, well, is your bottom thin? And they said, no, I said, well, it hasn't worked down there yet.
Well, but if you lose an inch off your face, it shows a lot more than an inch off your hips.
Got it. Then when you put it on, it goes right the other way, you know?
You have these illustrations, don't we? These are great ones. Okay, so is anybody up for the challenge? Listen, I'll give you a couple minutes to think about, because there's one other thing I want to give you that is on a totally different subject to make it a little bit better here this morning after being so hard on the snacking. But, you guys can try it and see how you feel. I see how your body works, but I don't think this is one you can refute as far as, the way they put it together. And I don't think they would have been teaching this for years and years over in Parkview if it was not correct, nor would McDougall be working with, not emphasizing. And I think McDougall's in some ways been a little easier on the people than what we saw at Parkview, because they told it a little stiffer sometimes, I think, or maybe it was that I was hearing it that way because I'd already applied the other and I still had things to work on, so I'll give leeway on both cases. On the call Saturday when they interviewed Mary Lou and Larry, how many of you were on?
I was.
Okay. Even though I was.
It was a very good call, I thought, and some great tips. And you can go into Steve Crowfoot's website and watch that. Or listen to it. I'm sorry. Listen to it. It's Can Be For You. C-A-N, the letter B, the number 4, and the letter U.
Slash S.
Dot what?
I think it's a biz and then it's a slash S, isn't it?
biz/S. Is that right, Nancy?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. Anyway, Mary Lou gave what she has been doing in her way of putting out power patches. And I'm about to do the same thing. It was one of our trips for shopping, and that was to Michael's craft store, because I knew I had seen them in there. Just ask the clerk. They may not be in the same place. The little Ziploc bags, I found them 1.5 by 1.5 inches square. And 100 of them cost like $1.79 or something, under $2. So that'll take care of me for quite a little while. In there, she put two power patches. I'm putting two because I'm putting one for him and one for her. I'm going to say, we'll see who hangs on to theirs the longest is going to be my comment. And the script that she put on just a label and stapled her business card, I imagine the label was on the back of the business card, to it, read, a gift of well-being. Now, she couldn't recite this because she didn't have it in front of her, so I had to call her and get it. And the bold letter was, this was in heavier print or a larger print across the top. Experience a gift of well-being, and well-being is hyphenated. Just place the adhesive patch where it hurts. It's that simple to start receiving benefits. please give me feedback on any experience you have while using this product.
Can you send that down, Char?
Yeah, I'm going to type it, and I will send it down. I am going to put one other sentence in there about the 24-karat gold plating, because what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to, and I'll play around with this, and I'll let you guys know what I change, but I think what I'm going to do is just print it on a separate business card and punch a hole in the little bag and take a piece of curly ribbon and string it through the two holes, the two business cards and the little pouch that's holding the power patches, and tie it into a little bow and give it that way. And I'm going to use these as hostess gifts when we get invited out for dinner or dessert or something like that, and take them with me as a thank you, just like you'd take a hostess gift, because I can't think of a more powerful hostess gift. And then what I'd like to do, if I don't hear back from them, I'll give them a call and say, hey, did you try it? You have to have had, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks something to try it on, for Pete's sake. And if they haven't, say, can I encourage you by giving you a couple of ideas, and either just tell them, email them some Power Patch testimonies, or even give them a CD that's got some Power Patch testimonies on it. So, you know, whatever. I haven't gotten that far yet on the second part. But she got what looks like a serious business builder out of on a cold turkey person. I can't remember where the person came from. I think she had talked about it on the call.
The hotel.
From the hotel, that's right. Thank you. So, you know, it's more activity in more different ways. And when we were seriously building this business, we told everybody you've got to have 3 forms of prospecting. I mean, it can be the people you casually bump into. That's great. Your warm market. Lay out 3 things that you do consistently to get the numbers that you want to see happen. And I'm over time here again. Guys, any comments or questions?
Just one comment about the back of the red grapes. I noticed in the Siaga they have the white grape juice concentrate, not red.
Oh, interesting. I don't know why.
Don't know.
Anybody else? Well, thank you for having breakfast with me this morning. It made it much more pleasurable. Do I have any takes on the challenge to eliminate the snacks between meals?
I'm a taker.
This is Darlene, and I will definitely try it, but I can assure you that I'm going to pre-plan my meal.
you can do 3 meals. They're not saying you have to do 2 meals. What is hard for me is to actually get the third meal in, and that's why we were eating so late at night, because we would eat at, you know, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. By the time we had our smoothie and spread it out, it was probably 10 o'clock before we got through with breakfast, because we started with, you know, a good-sized smoothie. We're still doing that, but we're crunching them closer together. I mean, one right after the other. And then we're not hungry until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were moving it. See, if we went at 10, that only gave us 4 hours. Well, you know, Denny says, we got to have lunch earlier so we can get dinner in before 9 o'clock at night. So that meant I kept trying to move lunch up, but neither of us was hungry, and we were feeling we needed to eat. Well, did we really? You know, we weren't hungry. I was eating. I wasn't hungry. And so we're doing dinner somewhere around 5, 6 o'clock at night, which if we eat at 10, you know, 4 is stretching it. I'll see. And then you can still have something really light in the evening. It doesn't have to be considered a meal, like just fruit. That's the way they were trying to feed us by the end of the 10 days in at Parkview over here, because instead of having a full meal, they were having things like I mentioned, popcorn, hummus, and raw veggies. And I'm thinking, that's dinner? It's weird. Well, now I understand why.
I have a question.
Okay.
Long time ago, we were told to eat within an hour of getting up and exercise on an empty stomach. So if you exercise when you first get up, then you should really wait to eat anything until after you exercise, and then you would have your breakfast.
You know what I do, Nancy, that works really well for me? I'm drinking my smoothie as I'm exercising. A gulp of it. I mean a gulp. I don't mean I swallow it immediately, but I can hold it in my mouth and sip it. Now, I may not get the whole thing down, but even if I drink a third of it while I'm doing that instead of water, I've already taken my 2 or 3 cups of water in the morning, and then I do the smoothie after that, and then I go right to breakfast.
Well, I can't do that while I'm either walking outside or on my bike. So what I've been doing for a long, long, long time now is having some fruit before I go on the bike.
Okay.
And then sometimes, I mean, usually I won't eat until lunchtime. I'm not hungry, and I can go until 1, 2, whatever.
Well, I used to do that. I didn't feel it was good for me, but... You know, I think they put breakfast as being your most important meal.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't care to snack at all during the day or in the evening, huh?
Well, that's my middle name.
Pardon?
That's my middle name.
Yeah, well, see, that's exactly what they gave the illustration of, was you eat very little of nothing in the morning, and then you're hungry, and then you're...
But I don't eat because I'm hungry.
Well... It's a habit then, but your body is getting it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I have been a grazer all my life.
So have I. That's why I said, this is not easy.
Yeah.
This is the hardest thing I will do relating to food and my health. It will be the very hardest challenge for me.
And for me, that's
I'm
why
curious.
It's easier, and Daddy mentioned at the beginning of the call, that's why it's easier for me, and I come home generally from a vacation, at least at the same place or less, because I don't have food around. I don't have a refrigerator. You know, it's much easier for me to be away from my kitchen.
Yeah, well, I agree, you know, and like I'm saying, it's not going to be easy for me. I'll admit it right now, but I am stubborn and I'm determined, and if anything's going to see me through, thank you, Lord, that's 2 qualities that will probably help me get there, because Eddie's all for it. He doesn't care about snacking anymore. He used to be hand-to-mouth. I mean, hand-to-mouth. He always had nuts. I said to him the other day, I said, I haven't seen you with any nuts. And he goes, I haven't had any nuts since shortly after Parkview. I mean, there were a few left when we came home and I saw him eating them. He had bags of stuff under the seat. Always. Every vehicle had bags of nuts or something under the seat. And they weren't always just nuts. Some of the times they were Hostess ding-dongs.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, this is way back, but still. And then it went to M&Ms with peanuts in it, and then it went to bags of peanuts, and then bags of cashews and almonds. And there's been no bags, nothing. There's nothing under the seats of any of the vehicles now. So, you know, it's been a progression. That's been, what, 7 months? 7 months. And we were not trying it for these reasons. He just got out of the habit because we were eating better, and we were eating a better balance. But we were eating way more food than we needed to be at certain times. So, you know, and then realizing we ate too much and cut back on the next meal. So, anyway, as I said, it will be a challenge. I didn't say this part was going to be easy. But, again, you don't have to take it down to 2 meals. I'm excited because I don't want to spend that much time in the kitchen.
Oh, it would be real hard for me because my husband gets up, and it's probably 5 hours between the time he eats breakfast and lunch, and then another 5 to supper time. But it's like 2 hours till lunch now, so he's got to be wanting food.
Yeah, no, see, and that's good. I mean, if you're running that kind of a schedule and you're putting out that kind of energy, that's perfect. I mean, it really is. The average person is not doing that, Onita.
I was going to say, he is, but I'm not. So, I just finished breakfast, too, and it's almost 10, so.
And the way Danny has been running lately with that smoothie, and I've told you, people, that I'm ready to take it away from him. I mean, he's been working 10 to 12 hours of physical labor since he came back and has been on that green smoothie consistently. And I don't even have to be up. He's up and out of here at 6:30 in the morning. So he's pushing, and, you know, but he's still, he's willing to do this. He's definitely willing to do it, so I'll see. He's driven to get down to 160, and I think he'll feel, I mean, obviously the difference in his weight has made a huge difference on his energy level. And no complaining. He does wear the ramps on his knees, but no complaining about joints. He hasn't, well, I shouldn't say this part. We ran out of joints. He hasn't even mentioned it.
I would suspect that people who are going to stop snacking will see the scale move to the left.
I hope.
I would certainly think so. Yeah, I would certainly think so.
Besides the body working better, you're taking in fewer calories, most likely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess, you know, the putrefaction, the compost in the stomach, that's visual enough for me. It's not the weight I'm concerned about for me, as you guys all know. But I do care about how my body functions. I do care about the sharpness of the mental. And I do notice a huge difference when I get the amount of sleep that I need.
Ah.
Even though it's less than most people, when I get what allows me to wake up by myself in the morning and just, you know, feel like it's time to get up, my whole body's working better, so.
That was also one of the things that Jillian mentioned this morning as far as boosting your metabolism. You must get sleep. And I believe she even said 8 hours, which, how many people do that?
Not many.
Yeah.
Okay,
Sean, I got a question for you, Sean.
Yes.
Real quick, from Adams. I came in a little late while you were reading, and you mentioned you're reading it out of a book. Is this book something that we could get a hold of, or back this book up, or?
You can, yes, and there's a lot of good information, plus a tremendous amount of recipes. There's a lot of food charts and stuff in here for times and all that. Okay, the name of it is Country Life, the subtitle, Country Life, and the subtitle is Natural Foods, Something Better, Nutrition Seminar Cookbook. I'll do it again, but I'll also give you an 800 number here. I think I found one. It was $9.95, and it's because they teach, and they're teaching books. 800-456-7694. 800-456-7694. Bold print is Country Life, then in four separate lines, Natural Foods, Something Better, Nutrition Seminar, Cookbook. And it was Country Life Vegetarian Restaurant Kitchens is what it says. Every recipe was tested from the Country Life Vegetarian Restaurant Kitchens. This is where we're going to stop and pick up in Michigan bulk food like cashews, and some of those places, some of those things that I want, and the prices are much, much, much better than anything I've seen around here, and even better than what I can get them for in Oregon on some cases. Not everything, but on some cases. But the definitely the spare supper. Generous breakfast. Here's an ideal menu. Generous breakfast. Good dinner, that's middle of the day or late middle of the day. And then spare supper is fruit, and they use grains, bread, crackers, cereals with it, something very light, but satisfying. See? So it's not just fruit. They're putting something else with it.
What do they recommend for breakfast?
Breakfast is cooked cereals or grains, raw fruit. Other fruit may also be raw. Whole grain bread, and a high protein spread or side dish. Now, the high protein spread was always in the form of nut butters when we go there, but I can give you some examples of the breakfast that they prepared for us. So.
Big breakfast.
We'll do that. Huh?
That's a big breakfast.
Well, it is, yeah, but we have a big breakfast. I mean, by the time we get our smoothie, and then I have a bowl of cereal that is probably, I'll measure the bowl in ounces,
so that you have an exact idea and give it to you in the next couple of, whenever it's appropriate to interject. And this, my bowl is full. I mean, it's level to the top with about a quarter of an inch between the top of the milk line and the very top of the bowl, but it's a big bowl. It could be the smallest mixing bowl in a set of three, actually. And I've gotten used to eating that. I never ate nearly that much before for breakfast. I never in my life ate that much. And see, I've already had my green smoothie before that.
And how long does this hold you?
I'll easy go till 2 o'clock. But see, I just finished mine at little after 10 o'clock. I was literally eating breakfast with you. But so by the time I started my smoothie, I was up at between 6:30 and 7 this morning. By the time I got my smoothie, I was still, and put that down, I was still within my 3 hours of getting up. I like that rather than trying to rush it in within an hour, which I still take my vitamins on an empty stomach when I first get up, and I drink my big mug of 2 to 3 cups of water.
But you can't use those 3 hours to eat the whole time, correct?
No, right. I mean, you shouldn't be.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, it, you know, yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, you want to eat it and let your stomach work on it, because I think that's the most effective way. I think that's what they're talking about.
A concentrated period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gave that natural Country Life Natural Food something better, and I didn't get the rest of it.
Oh, Nutrition Seminar is the next line.
Nutrition
Seminar, and then Cookbook on the bottom. You might even find this as a used book on half.com or at Amazon. I didn't happen to see it. I'd already picked it up when I was over at the hospital. And then when I read in here that they have food available, I called it to have them send me the catalog because at that point I had not found a co-op here in upstate New York. So that was my reason, but I tried the chicken seasoning that gives a chicken flavor. Denny tasted just a little piece of the, and I'm not going to get into this, but when you heard me talking to Wei about the bean, the dried bean, soybean material that I couldn't remember how to work with, and she was giving me instructions on Friday at the end of the call. Well, anyway, that's what I worked on. I used the seasoning that they put together, which is just herbs, and I'm ready to make it into something now because he says, that really does taste like chicken. I said, yeah, I thought so too. You know, what we remember chicken to taste like anyway. So, anyway, you guys, way over, sorry. Make it a wonderful day. Can't believe my phone hung out this long. And Nancy will be on tomorrow, and we'll be having another meal together, maybe.
Thanks, Mark, for your information.
Yes, very good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.